Oh, dear friends, today it's our opportunity to broadcast to you again. We've sort of a subject that you probably don't look forward to called suffering and pain. We've been going through a little bit of great thinking and tragedy ourselves. We've been forced out of our home. We're now staying in a parsonage on the edge of a highway with cars tearing by. And I want to just see if I can broadcast without getting the automotive traffic in there too. Our subject for today is suffering and pain. In everything there is a season and a time and every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And the first three verses. Ecclesiastes goes on to show many other things that must be in the lives of man in this sin-cursed world in which we live. Pain and suffering are two that seem to increase as we age. We need not throw up our hands in despair, but learn the value of suffering and pain and how it affects us and others around us. Nothing God allows into our lives is without reason in His timing to bring about His purpose. So today I want you to consider some of God's purposes for suffering. First, suffering comes with the freedom to choose. I'm reading from Genesis 2:17, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." And the response to God's warning was very wrong, and Adam and Eve brought on suffering from sin to all mankind. Loving parents protect their children from pain as we point our dangers out to them. Our world would be worse yet if we could do wrong without pain. Stop and think. Are you ready for the pain cancer will reward you with? Wrong choices can result in great suffering. Whatever you plan, consider the consequences before you proceed. A careful, God-pleasing life can avoid much suffering brought on by our stupidity. Secondly, pain often warns of danger. In Numbers 32:23, we're warned, "Be sure your sin will find you out." We hate pain, especially in those we love. Without pain, would you ever go to the doctor? Our worn-out bodies would get no rest. Children would laugh at the correction we try to give them. Criminals would not fear the law. Pain warns when an arm or finger is broken. It often brings warning and worse consequences to follow if we break God's law. Pain can be an awakener to urge us to change the cause, if possible. Pain often results from our own short-sighted choices. Is there a correction then? Go for it. If not, then accept it as the will of God. Third, suffering reveals what is in our hearts. The word says, "Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because of the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." That's Romans 5:3-5. Sometimes suffering comes in the hand of others, but often it is God's way to show us our own hearts. We are all capable of love and mercy and anger and envy and pride, and these can lie dormant and then be awakened by circumstances. We discover strength or weakness of our heart in the midst of testing. Gold and silver are refined by fire to become a diamond. Our human hearts can be developed by pressure and pain. Our real strength of character is revealed in the presence of pain and suffering. The fourth thing about suffering is that it causes us to get a glimpse of eternity. The scripture says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not worthy to be compared with the glory which is revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God." Romans 8:18-19. You are very fortunate to discover through suffering that this life is not what we live for. If we learn to understand ourselves and our wonderful God, even our suffering it was well worth the pain. Often, poverty and grief and perhaps hunger drive people to the Lord. Since He dwells within us, He can calm the storm, even lift the pain, and prepare us for the glories of heaven above. Remember the song, "Heaven is a Wonderful Place"? There will be no pain and no suffering there in the presence of the Lord. Pain, then, fifth, loosens our grip on this life. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 and 2 makes it very clear. And also in Ezekiel 12, 1 through 14, the process of aging is clearly given. Our bodies suffer under the wear of human life. Our joints suffer and ache. Eyes grow dim. Digestion slows and sleep becomes difficult. Our teeth decay and our energy becomes limited. Physical problems loom larger while our options narrow. Each new pain makes the world less inviting and our next life more appealing. The ouch will cease and the joy will flood our soul when we see the Lord in glory. Number six, suffering presents opportunity to trust God. Opportunity to trust God. 2 Corinthians 5, 9, "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him." In the Old Testament, Job certainly faced unbelievable suffering. Satan did everything to get him to curse God, and his friends were not much help. While testing time, or rather when the testing time was finished, God raised him up and gave him twice as much as he had before. Whatever pain you are suffering, God will use it to draw you nearer in your trust to Him, and that's best of all. He never promised that our lives would be without suffering and pain. Through our tears, we can snuggle up to Him for comfort and strength to bear whatever crosses ours. Remember, He said, "Lo, I am with you always," Matthew 28, 20. Our laid aside time and pain and suffering can give earthly opportunity for us to draw closer to Him. Then, dear friend, God's suffering has another purpose. Number seven, God suffers with us in our suffering. I want to repeat that again. God suffers with us in our suffering. We read in 1 Peter 2:21, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps." 1 Peter 2:21. No one but God has ever suffered by giving His Son to be crucified for us. He stretched out His arms on the cross to show how much He loved us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aha! You remember that beautiful verse, John 3:16. Our suffering will never outweigh His suffering on the cross to make our salvation possible. As pain may disturb and suffering stretches on, remember He bore it all for us because He is God. Well, number eight, God's comfort is greater than our suffering. What a precious truth is this. I want to read from 2 Corinthians 12:9. "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in My infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul made it very clear that he would rather be with Christ in suffering than without Christ in good health and human happiness. It seems when we are, well, weak in the flesh, we can be strong in the Lord. Christ dwells within us and knows how we feel and what we need. So cry out for his will and abide in it without complaint. He will wrap his arms around you and all will work to his glory. Then number 9, when we're talking about pain and suffering, let's just say in crisis times, we find each other. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. As a member of your church, keep your eyes open to those weighed down with pain and suffering in the congregation and stand with them in their need. This draws the family together, shows our love to them, and gives us an opportunity to help. You too may face the same problem ahead, so assist others with a willing heart. Remember, people are always more important than things. Share the load with each other and be encouraged. And then lastly today on the broadcast, number 10, God can turn suffering around for our own good. The testing of Job was a time of great suffering, yet without it he withstood a test. He rejoiced greatly in the goodness of God, who watched over him every moment. Jesus himself cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In Matthew 27:40. So no one can imagine the pain he suffered for our sins on the cross of Calvary. By his personal suffering, he purchased eternal life for all who would believe forever. And when his pain was finished, he opened heaven's glory to trusting mankind. And so, friend, if pain comes into your life and suffering creeps up on you, don't be unduly distressed. Accept that as a part of life, and be sure as one of God's children, you lean upon his strength to bring you through that time. I'm not talking about physical suffering in the closing moment. My brother's in a nursing home. He's been very unkind to us. He hates those who seem to walk with God and is particularly angry with preachers. And so on October 23rd, he threw us out of the house that we had built, and we no more will be able to live there. Pain, yes. Suffering, yes. But you know what? Our church opened up a parsonage and is letting us live here free while our daughter is preparing an apartment for us in North Carolina. God always meets your need. In this case, what was planned for us by an angry brother as mean, and I say that kindly if I can, what was planned for us as to be mean and to be against us as a servant of God, God has turned around into a free parsonage where we may live and a daughter who is preparing an apartment where we'll live for the rest of our lives on earth in North Carolina. God always opens. God always lifts. God always strengthens. God has done it for us, and we'll continue to serve him with even new broadcasts that are opening up as an opportunity to us from other stations. Our Father, bless the broadcast today, and may those who suffer from pain and suffering of whatever kind just simply roll it over on thee and trust thee. Relieve as thou art in favor and give us wisdom for the strength to face whatever comes. And we'll give you praise and thanks and glory as we thank you, Lord, for all of your mercies. Thou hast been so good to us. Have your way with us now, we pray, in thy will. Bless our broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, friend, and remember, even in suffering, God is there with you.